we're doing the Sha'arei Kedusha, and he had been explaining that the just as we have garments that are fit the size, so our garments take the shape of our body. You have a sleeve, takes the shape of the arm, right? So too, Hashem made the body, which is the garment of the soul, to be representative of the soul. Meaning when we say that the soul has 248 limbs and 365 sinews, so that means there is a spiritual aspect that the soul takes on the form just like the body. That the body is an external representation of a physical form which is identical to it. So far so good? And then he said that the limbs of the soul correspond to the limbs that we have. So that there's a part of the soul that makes this finger move, and there's a part of the soul that makes this finger move. Just like when you move the arm, this part of the garment moves. So too, there are 613 components of the soul, and those components each correspond to a different limb, just as they, so to speak, have that spiritual shape. They also make that limb move. Yes? So far we're all together? Okay. And then he says, the limbs, proof of this is that the limbs only function so long as the person has a soul. The eye sees, the ear hears. The second there's no soul, it's as though all the lights have been shut off. Doesn't see anything, doesn't hear anything, etc. By the same token, the sinews also have correspondences in the nefesh, and he says they supply the, just like the sinews, the veins supply the blood, so too to the limbs, so too there is an internal. An internal system of supply, so to speak, with spiritual sustenance that corresponds to the blood that is being taken between the spiritual parts of the nefesh. So far, we're together. Yes? And we'll pick up here next time.